Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 9, verses 12 and 13. Prosperity. Now this is Zechariah addressing the Jews on their return from the Babylonian exile. And this is what he says. Return to your fortress, O prisoners of hope. Even now I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. I will bend Judah as I bend my bow and fill it with Ephraim. I will rouse your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and make you like a warrior's sword. Zechariah chapter 9, verses 12 and 13. This, of course, is God speaking. Yes, it's Zechariah addressing the people, but he's speaking in the name of God, and God is using this man as a prophet to address the Jews on their return. There are things which are mysterious here, at least in my mind, but the general point is clear. Prosperity. Prosperity. There's the thought. Return to your fortress, O prisoners of hope. Even now I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. It reminds me of that passage, Isaiah 40 in verse 1 and verses 2. I received double for all her sins. More grace poured in. Where there was wrath, now there is mercy, abundant mercy. This is a call to Judah to come back to Zion, to come back to Jerusalem, and to take up the reins again, and to return in hope, to go on laboring in hope. Hope is the word in verse 12. O prisoners of hope. Even now, at this very time, verse 12, even in these small days, these day of small things, it will be my power again, my spirit working among you. And you'll notice the sovereignty of God is laid out very clearly here. The blessing for Judah did not come through their clever schemes or their ways or their manpower or what they could do, their high officials who could devise things. I will do it. I announce. I will. Oh, throughout these two verses, you get over and over again, God's sovereign declaration, God's sovereign will, and God's sovereign power. Okay, there are many difficulties. There are many enemies. And this people is a weak people. They are prisoners of hope. They've been in captivity for 70 years. Even so, you will come into prosperity. You will have success because I will bless you with that success. Yes, for another 400 years, Jews would go on living. And then in the God-appointed time, after the 400 years, Christ would come to the very time, the very day that God had planned. As with the Exodus, so with the coming of Christ to the very day. But then again, within 70 years, AD 70, Rome fell. They rejected Christ, the Jews, and they fell under the wrath of God, and that spelled the end of them and their covenant. Now let us come to the new covenant. Brother and sister, can we have any hope? Well, I'm not a prophet. I have no direct word from God about this. I don't know whether he's going to bless. I've labored all these years now, it seems to me, in a declining age, an apathetic age, a turning away from God, amongst believers, I mean. But I know that Christ said, I will build my church. He will call his elect, and he will have his people drawn out. I know, though, that when he comes, will he find faith on the earth? I have none of these triumphalist hopes that so many seem to have, but I do believe that God is sovereign. I'm convinced of it, and even now I can go on laboring, know that God's will, I will. I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about man. I'm talking about God. There is our only hope. As I say, I have no direct word from God. But I know what my hope is, my confidence is, my only hope is. What do I mean? Yeah, vain is the help of man. Man is but a vapor. Put no trust in princes. not even evangelical princes. Put your hope in God. God. It's His power. It's His might. It's His success. This is the only hope we have. May God come to us and grant us seasons of refreshing from the presence of the Lord.